Associate Professor Angela Fitzgerald, who is the project team leader for the STEM Club Project. Angela, how are you today?
Great. Thanks for welcoming into your little studio.
Thanks
lovely
for coming
to meet
in.
You three. Nice warm vibes. I feel very welcome. Thank you.
We're just really excited to get into the questions and hear some of this because it's just really engaging. So
yeah, cool.
So, of course, first of all, what is STEM and why is it important?
Yeah, so I guess I see STEM as really just a way to explain science, technology, engineering and maths in an integrated way. I think realistically we don't do those things in isolation. The world doesn't exist in compartments. So when we start to engage with the world, STEM makes sense. And so I think it's important to be thinking about it like that and to be assisting kids and young people to engage with it like that as well.
And so how is STEM going to help this youth, the generation of youth that we have, and how's it going to help our future as well?
Yeah, I reckon that's such an interesting question. I was driving along this morning listening to the radio, not this station. Unfortunately, I know. Reveal.
Heresy.
Early reveal. Yeah. But they were talking about the fact that the plastic bag ban is coming into this state.
We covered that this morning.
Yeah, we did.
Right. So that's coming in soon. And they were talking, one person mentioned that there was an example over the weekend of a whale that had washed up somewhere and had plastic bags.
Ate about like 80 or something.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And so I thought, wow, we have left the future generations with one heck of a mess to clean up and a lot of problems to solve. And so STEM education becomes super important because really it helps in problem solving, making sense of the world, but also just being literate in science, technology, engineering and math, literate in STEM, meaning that you can make informed decisions, you can question things and not take stuff on face value. So I think it's really important for the future in regards to that. But, you know, they also talk about some huge percentage of jobs that don't exist now that will in the future that will be really STEM dependent. So, you know, it's hard to comment on that right now, but I think we're preparing people for that too.
So you looked at education being a very key factor in it because it's something that will affect the future generations now. Mm. So looking at that future generation with kids in school at the moment, if people who are in at schools, primary and secondary schools, if they have similar sort of programs like RPG, IPT, robot clubs, is there any way for them to get involved?
Yeah, there is. So the project's just a couple of months old. So we're taking baby steps and we'll be working on this for the rest of the year. But one of the components of the project is generating a database of all the STEM clubs that exist in the state. So we have a lot, but I'm sure there's a lot that we've missed out on. So it'd be great if they could somehow reach out to me and let me know that they've got a STEM club because we would love to know that and be able to put it in the database.
And how will they be able to do that?
Can I give an email?
Yes,
I'll go for it.
Yeah, cool. So I'm obviously here at USQ. So it's angela.fitzgerald@usq.edu.au. So I would much appreciate people reaching out and letting us know.
I'm sure if you just contact the University of Southern Queensland, we'll be able to redirect.
That's right, exactly. You'll track me down.
Yeah. And so what's required to maintain a healthy STEM club?
Yeah, such a good question and a massive spoiler because that's actually what we're trying to discover through the project. So we've taken some early steps, but the idea is that we're wanting to listen to different STEM clubs across the state and hear what works for them and what doesn't and what's their challenges and develop a framework that's going to be able to help other people either improve their STEM clubs or launch new ones. But I reckon some sort of stuff that started to emerge is that there's no one size fits all. So the people that are doing it really well to have a healthy STEM club, as you say, address their context, address the interests and needs of their community. And I guess some common challenges already are things like funding. The dollars are always a bit tricky. So maintaining that, resourcing, and people, you know, I think you guys would know that it's people that make a difference in these kinds of things. So, you know, if you can't maintain or attract someone who wants to run a STEM club, which is often not for profit, then, you know, these things don't go ahead.
Yeah.
But I think it ties into exactly the point you brought in earlier. It's having that awareness and opportunity to be aware about it will bring back that, you know, that ethic about, you know, like if you want engagement, because it is non-for-profit, it is something that's voluntary, it's something that's very community-driven, bringing that in through like schools and all those sorts of things really does promote something so important like this.
Yeah, we think, I guess a couple of things that are really exciting about STEM clubs is that it's outside school, it's not school, so in some ways that's kind of cool
like
and important because it starts to show that, oh, this stuff is actually interesting. And I guess when you're outside of the classroom walls, you can be a bit looser. You're not all about assessment or, you know, those kinds of structures. And so that's really cool about it. We think it's cool because it actually gives alternatives for kids. So not everybody wants to be in sport or music.
Yeah.
So it gives another outlet, but it also is an opportunity to push kids as well. So you might be a really sporty young person, but it doesn't mean you can't be interested in coding or robots or whatever it might be. So we think that's really exciting.
Exactly, because personally, when we went to high school,
we had to do robotics courses.
But like with after school stuff, it was basically sport.
Yeah. Limited options.
Yeah, so I had a robotics club, but it only went for 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's right.
That was really fun, and I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And like
we also had a choir that ran for like 2 weeks because there was 12 people that turned up the first week and the second week one turned up.
But of course they didn't have the resources to have that continued thing that you were just talking about.
Yeah.
Because like again, that's really important to keep getting people interested.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure, exactly.
They know that things exist, they'll come to it. I didn't know that we have astronomy clubs here.
Yeah.
Small ones. And so I'm now, you know, my father and I are now going to join these astronomy clubs.
Oh, yeah. There are people doing amazing. Once you start to scratch the surface, there are an amazing array of clubs and fanatics, bless them, doing all sorts of incredible things. And I think what we really like about STEM clubs is the idea that what we're really seeing in the initial sort of data that we're starting to draw out is that they're from babies and toddlers right through to adults.
Yeah.
You know, there's such a great range. I mean, the younger years are super important because it starts to plant those seeds and interest. And I know that research tells us, you know, if you want people to be interested in STEM, you have to get them engaged early in life to see the relevance.
Mm.
But I love that there's STEM clubs for all ages. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
And I love how you said, like, you plant, like, and then you get a little STEM. Yeah.
You know where I'm going.
Yes. And again, thank you for coming to the studio.
Thank you so much.
It's really lovely having you.
Oh, great. Just before I go, I just really want to say that, you know, people listening, this is just not for kids, you know.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We've got a great makerspace here at USQ. Steph Piper, one of our crew in this project team, is the person that runs that space. You know, it's never too late to learn these skills and be engaged in STEM. So
how can we get involved as young people and as adults?
So I guess look what's out there. You know, if you're interested, put in STEM clubs and some really amazing places, particularly, I guess, it's centered in Brisbane. We'd love to see this across the state more, but there's some great spaces where people are doing fun stuff. But, you know, here at USQ, just look up the makerspace. It's located in the library at Toowoomba, but Steph's here regularly at Springfield as well, running little activities. So
beautiful.
Yeah. Just a quick question. Do you think once, because you mentioned a database, do you think there'll be a website maybe one day with a list of STEM clubs, how to get in contact?
That's such a great question. I think that will certainly be an end point, as well as having the framework that we develop so that people can access it so they can set up their own STEM clubs.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Watch this space, people.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Again, thank you for coming in. It was lovely meeting you.